Julian. I was on The Bachelor and I won Bachelor Pad.
And I know nothing about the show, but I love Holly. We're cousins and best friends.
After every episode of The Bachelor, we're hosting a live after party and you're invited.
If you want to gossip about The Bachelor and get the inside scoop on what really happens on the show, you come to the right place.
Welcome to What The Bachelor.
Hey!
Hey, guys! Welcome to
What The Bachelor!
It's Wednesday.
Not Monday.
You just saw us on Monday, guys.
If you don't remember our name, I'm Megan.
And I'm Holly.
And we're your hosts.
You guys, we decided to go super casual tonight because usually on a Wednesday night, we're home in our pajamas anyway. So
yeah.
Why not just be in our pajamas now with you guys?
She usually hooks on Wednesdays, but it's different.
But for real, I did have to work tonight and I missed a lot of the beginning. So I'm going to have Megan recap a lot of that stuff for me. Or you guys tell me.
I mean, yeah,
because I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about tonight. I'm just gonna wing this.
I got half a head working. This one's still foggy.
She can't hear. She's deaf in one ear right now.
Still dizzy, but I took some Zofran, so I do feel a little bit better than I did last time.
Yeah.
So that's great.
We're just real comfy casual tonight, guys. I love that you guys are watching on Facebook Live with us.
Thanks, guys. Yay! And hi to all of our new viewers.
We love you guys. Be sure to, we want the interaction. So be sure to write questions, give your comments. We want to talk to you throughout this whole show.
We want to shit talk with you.
Yeah.
Basically.
We also have a YouTube channel if you want to watch this later on.
What the Bachelor?
Yeah. Or you can go to Apple Podcasts and type in What the Bachelor. And you can listen to us while you drive. So many
different avenues. We have an Instagram. Yeah. I mean, guys.
Instagram, guys.
We got an AOL and everything. We got it all. We're in the chat rooms.
So our number one rule on our show is no spoilers.
Please don't tell us.
I know we're getting close to the end.
And
And some people read spoilers. We don't want to know.
I want to be surprised.
I want to be so surprised at the end when he
proposes.
Because
it really is so nice, like, to see the people, like, get eliminated. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, kicked off.
Kicked off.
You get kicked off the show.
I'm like, oh, my God, this is crazy. And it's very fascinating to me. Yeah, so don't tell me. And then, like, I accidentally went on Instagram. I was looking through pictures. And I was like, I don't want to see it. Because, like...
Oh,
they're
we
everywhere.
Have some stuff to talk about tonight.
Lots of things.
Yeah. So let's recap.
Well, they didn't give us much time. We only had like a day.
Yeah, so Megan was on top of her recap. I didn't. All I would have done as my Kenna, though, is...
Oh, God.
A lot of the tongue action.
So much
tongue.
And I
didn't think that should be filmed up close.
She lied like a dog. She was lazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, hit it, John.
I'll never be okay with watching... Peter, date these other women. This is not what I signed up for. I just wish that Peter saw what I see in them.
So do you like Sydney?
Oh my God, yeah, no. Oh my God, yeah, I love Sydney. She is a cool girl. Like, we totally have hit it off. But I think she's a conniving bitch. I hate her. She's ugly and her mom's a She's all like, oh no, she's like, ooh, blah, blah, blah.
So who wants to come forward with who told Peter that I'm emotionally unstable?
Just because I'm losing my shit 24/7 does not give you the right to say that I'm emotionally unstable. I just show my feelings.
I mean, wow. Kelsey. Kelsey, you good?
You looking good, girl.
Like,
you looking
good, girl.
You looking good.
I worry for her because, bless her. But that was a great episode last week. She gave me lots of material. The Bachelor didn't give me lots of time, though.
Like, yeah. What? You guys, why on earth are we watching The Bachelor on a Wednesday night? Like, this is weird. At least do a Sunday, Monday, or a Monday, Tuesday.
My back hurts from trying to carry this damn show. You know?
We need to be home right now with our families, but we're here trying to entertain you guys.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I missed the first part of this episode.
Literally, it started and it's like, we're in Chile. I was like, when did they, I thought they were in Costa Rica.
It makes me miss Cleveland.
So much.
I miss the days of Cleveland, Ohio.
So, like, they're in Chile and...
I called her on my way here.
Yes.
And I said, okay, what's happening? I'm on my way. And she was like, Peter and Hannah Ann are on a date. And
yeah, she didn't
even,
like, believe me. She was like, look, where were they? I was like, they were all the girls were sitting at the table.
You said, they're eating a hot dog and chili. And I thought, like, a chili dog. I didn't realize they were in Chile.
Did anybody else find that bizarre that he's like, we just want to immerse ourselves in the Chilean culture and they're eating a hot dog? Like, that's not Chilean at all. Like, that's the most American thing ever. That's like, I want to go to Paris and go to freaking McDonald's. Like, it was gross, and they were sharing, and they had, like, mayonnaise crap all over their face.
See, I missed that. Thank God.
It was dumb.
So I guess Hannah Ann had the first one-on-one date on this episode.
Yeah.
But it
starts out, like, Mike Hannah is literally, like, she's crying again. She's like, I just want to one on one. It's like, I just want him to... Shut up. What Victoria F. tells her, she goes, you're like a sad, wet dog.
Oh.
But she also said, shut the F up.
Wait, who said that?
Well, like, in her, like, little interview thing.
Okay.
Not to, like, her face.
I feel like I'm mute. Like, I don't know what happened. Tell me everything.
Tell me everything.
Give me the hot gossip. What's the 411?
You can go cut your hair.
So
now,
was it romantic at all?
Yeah, they, like, start, they're leaning up against, like, a building looking very uncomfortable. They make out. They start talking. So is she, I think she's the virgin, isn't she?
Hannah Ann?
Yeah, I think.
I doubt it. They would have made a much bigger deal about this.
I don't know, but she would say that she's never been in love and that she just.
That doesn't mean she's a virgin. Mm-hmm. She could be a straight sleut and not be in love.
What are you talking?
Okay, so anything special on the date with Hannah Ann?
They go to dinner and
eat more hot dogs.
I don't even know what they're eating, but like
nothing because it's a bachelor date.
That's true.
There's no food.
No food. But like they're sitting there and he's trying to get deep and she's like, I've never been in love and what are you trying to go for? And he was like, I've got to excuse myself. And, like, he gets up and he, like, goes out into, like, the rose garden of whatever it is. And he's, like, just hanging out, like, deep in thought. And then she comes out there. She's crying. But I was like, yo, girl, he's probably got a fart. He had a hot dog. Like, he's probably just trying to, like, get away from right now. He's about to shit his pants.
Okay, so that was the...
And that's Megan's
and
recap.
She gets a rose.
Yeah, she got the rose.
So she's moving on.
She's moving on. She's so cute, though. Like, she is so pretty.
So then there's always a group date after the one-on-one. Uh-huh. And
You showed up then, no?
But I didn't see. I have lots of questions about the group date.
And I have no answers
for you. They did the soap opera.
Oh, yeah.
Novella?
Telenovela.
Telenovela. So I walked in what I started watching. Sorry, guys, I had to work tonight, and I missed this. So I walked in on Mike Kenna as the maid at the end.
Yes.
She was, like, you know,
still
cleaning and staring, which it seemed like that's just her.
This is her MO all the time.
And then when she started acting, I thought, oh, she thinks this is real. She's like, I love you, Peter. I love you, Pedro, or whatever. But I was like, oh, my Kenna. In her head, I think she believes this is 100. This isn't acting.
She's so young.
We're in love.
She acts very young to me.
Yeah. I didn't see anybody else. Was there any good acting?
Well, okay. I really liked Kelly. Like, she was the abuela.
Grandma?
I guess she is grandma. And she's going to be a GILF. Like, she was pretty hot. Like, she like had old lady stuff on, and then what did she say? She said incest is best.
Was it supposed to be Peter's grandma?
Yes.
Oh, and then they were kissing?
But like they didn't kiss, but she was like saying like random stuff, like, and she's like, I'm changed up the words a little bit. Like she's being really funny. And when she said incest is best, I died.
That's like Megan's motto in life.
Or your brother's your cousin, your sister's your
don't
mother.
Don't matter, kissing cousins. Awkward, because, you know.
Yeah, you brought
cousins.
It up.
Woo!
Woo! Cousins!
Okay, so and you liked Kelly.
I
any
liked
other
her.
Good acting?
No.
Okay.
No, but, like, it went along with Peter, because he was, like, the child actor in the Silver Learning commercial.
Oh, right. Yeah. Guys, did you guys know that?
Take it back.
Peter was in a Sylvan Learning commercial when he was little. He's bringing back his acting career.
Why would you ever want to do that? You're on The Bachelor trying to find love, not an acting career.
Mm-hmm. All of you girls on there, mm-hmm. Okay, so do you think he had any connections with any of the girls on the date?
It's hard to read him. Like, I don't... Not the group date. Like, I feel like he's...
Yeah, it was just more fun.
Safe. Like, granted, because I literally don't know any other Bachelor besides Peter. But, like, the way he talks, like, I'm like, is he really feeling genuine about this girl? Like, is he really feeling some type of way? I don't know.
Still was there learning. Any drama on that date?
Didn't you come for some of it or no? Or
I literally came as the date was ending.
No, there's not really any drama.
No drama.
No drama.
Well, are you sure? Was there drama, guys?
Hold on.
You can tell me.
Hold on.
Because this one probably doesn't know.
I mean, it's like...
She can't hear. Okay, no drama. Thanks,
no.
Audience. No drama. We're good.
Okay.
And then we move on to the nighttime date portion of
yes.
the group date. And...
I was so grossed out.
Kelsey, why?
Just like...
Oh, yeah, Kelsey and Peter have a talk, and they're making out.
And it's very, like, noisy. It's very slurpy, like somebody's sucking on a chicken wang.
But
gross.
She also started almost crying again.
Again. Kelsey, you good?
I would love to hear a conversation with her having, like, a real voice and just talking normally and not... About
like
loser shit
all
every
the time.
We need to talk.
Oh God, okay. It's exhausting. And then, dun dun dun.
Victoria P.
Boom.
Hair. Immediately. Was that when she wanted to climb on?
Yeah, she literally starts sitting onto him. Come here. Come to Papa. Come to Papa. Come to Papa. Okay.
This outfit is sexy.
And then she's
hey,
like,
wait.
Peter.
No, he said, how are you?
I'm okay.
No.
What she says because of
you're, his... You're Peter. Ask me how I am.
Oh. How are you?
How are you? She didn't answer his question.
Because
she asked a question. She
Peter.
Didn't care.
Peter.
She didn't care. She wasn't... Ugh. So many things bother me about Victoria
and
me.
Then, like, give me your hand. She's like, every time they're talking, she's
oh.
like, kissing it. I'm like, you're gross.
Ugh.
Stop it. Ew.
I'm over her.
So is Peter.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, Peter
like,
is finally, like, I was screaming hallelujah.
She was a howler. Howler.
It's like, finally, Peter has seen what we as an
this
audience
whole,
has,
this whole
have
episode
seen.
Was like a full circle thing. I felt like he was like, he's like, you got to go. I don't see you as my wife. And she's like, what are you trying to say?
Hurt.
What are you trying to say, Peter?
I can't even do all the teeth.
It's like, Peter. Peter, I don't know what this means. What does this mean, Peter?
Peter.
Here.
Anyway.
I just, give me a
it
cap.
Was,
can
it
I have
was
a car?
Weird that she kept kissing his hand the whole time. And he was like trying to, I'm breaking
it's
up
like,
with you.
Yo, bitch. I'm not that into you.
And then she's like, this is the last conversation we're going to have. No, it ain't. You got to go to the women tell all. You're going to have to talk to them again.
Well, like,
so.
That, it's intense, guys. There's so many tears.
I know.
All
then,
the tears.
Like, Peter, I'd love, I wish he would have said, it's not you. it's your glasses.
Your and then fake glasses. Her up.
Your fake glasses. Why are you wearing those glasses, girl? You know those aren't real.
She got them
at Claire's.
Or the icing.
Yeah.
Either one.
I don't know why she wears them. So thankful she's gone.
She got them.
Okay, and guys, now I'm happy because then we finally get to see Peter with Madison.
They are cute. Like, they are cute. They like, are.
We haven't seen Madison in a while since
like the first
the
one.
The first one-on-one date, I think, with the family.
The vow renewal.
Yeah, that lovely date. But we haven't seen her since that. She's caused no drama. Thank you, Madison.
And like, she's really cute. I feel like they are compatible together. Like, they're both, like, their attractive levelness. Like, they're the same. Like, they're cute. Yeah. Their personalities. Like, I like her.
I like her, too. I think she's in my final two in my head.
Yeah.
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 But I thought they were cute. I love that they were having their moment. And I love that you can hear them fighting.
Screaming.
You can hear them fighting in the background. And
it's like at home. Like, she's like, our kids fighting.
We're just not going to worry. We're just not going to pay attention to that.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. I think she might be my number one pick. She's biting her lip.
Alexis Barrett says she is constantly biting her lips.
I think that was Victoria P.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a chew toy in her lip with that lip filler. She's got to gnaw on that.
But like, girl, you're wasting your money. The more you bite on it, the more it's going to go away. Yeah. So,
but I think my number one pick for Peter is Madison because all the other girls seem like they're crazy now. They've all, I feel like they're losing their minds. And she's been stable. And
emotionally stable.
Yeah, and seems pretty normal besides her commenting on her own Instagram.
Bless her. That was blessed.
But it's cute. Whatever. I don't know. I was way wrong about these girls at the beginning of the show, this entire season.
I don't remember anymore. Like,
No. I said, this is the prettiest group of women that has ever been on The Bachelor. These girls are incredibly beautiful. And as the time ticked away, I realized, like, the prettier you are, the crazier you are. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's...
But, like, even, like, the more you get to know them, like, the less attractive they are. Because I'm like...
Ugh. Yeah, a personality goes a very long way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then we get to Tammy wanting to start a fight with Mykenna.
Girl, what was that about, though? Like... It was provoked. Like, she was trying to provoke her, I felt like.
Yeah, why? Like
there was not really a need for it
at
all.
I'm wondering if a producer said, hey,
we need you to do this.
We need you to go and confront her or say this or she was doing something. I bet that had to have been. Tammy doesn't seem like... I loved her last episode. Loved her. And so now this episode, she's, like, stirring up a lot of stuff.
Like, so much.
What is Amy Burton writing in and saying?
Amy says, yes, Madison is my number one. I love that she stays out of the drama, and she seems very sweet.
Yes,
yeah,
she really does. I agree. She's my number one.
Yeah.
She's my number one draft pick right now. Okay, yeah, so I don't know why Tammy's, like, trying to fight with everybody at this point.
I don't know. It was weird. It was
She's
weird
like,
to me.
I'm going down. I'm going down fighting and swinging.
What is that song? Honey, we're going down swinging. Like, that's all I think of her. And then, but, like, Mykenna, whenever she was doing it, like, trying to fight back was cracking me up.
Tammy's fighting with everybody.
Katie Marling says, Tammy fights with everyone. She's ghetto.
I don't think she's ghetto.
You know what I know? I was surprised. I went back, and we were talking about this.
We watched Monday's episode again.
Sydney.
Is sneakily, like,
she thugged.
She got a little roughness to her.
And I knew she did, because whenever she started fussing, she was like, you wild, yo. And I was like,
where is that coming from? Wait,
let's talk about the tea. Hold on, everybody,
let's talk about the tea, guys. What the Bachelor moment.
What the?
Because we have found out that Sydney last week, was it last week that claimed?
Monday, not even last week.
Oh, yeah. It's Monday, 2 days ago, guys. She said she ate lunch in the cafeteria Or no, not in the cafeteria.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
She stole it from freaking Mean Girls.
Didn't? Yeah, she went.
I didn't go to my prom.
She didn't go to prom. She was bullied. And then someone got online and said, I will sell my yearbook for $200 because in it is pages of Sydney with crowns on.
Going to homecoming. Going to prom. Winning pageants. On the cheer team with Hannah B.
You guys, Hannah B. and Sydney went to school together. Mm-hmm. That is a huge bomb that just got dropped. And I did hear that Sydney wasn't so nice to Hannah B. in high school.
I saw this Twitter fight. Sydney was saying this. She was fussing at this girl for posting the yearbook. She's like, well, you don't know my life. I had slanders written all over my locker and Oreos and words written all over my car. And then she's only Sydney was only posting what she was writing, but wasn't posting what the person was responding to her. But she's like, Sydney, you lived a good life. You were popular. People liked you. You were mean. You bullied people. I remember you pushing me in the hallway on several accounts. And Sydney didn't post none of that mess.
Mm-hmm. So girl. Sydney was, I think, a little rough with the people in high school and then said that everyone was mean to her, but I think she was the mean girl.
Yeah, she was the mean girl. Yeah.
That's sad. So that...
I mean, not that I, loved Sydney. I thought she was, so freaking pretty. But after that, I was like, you got to go. Got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll find out.
Well,
you already know. We'll find out. No spoilers.
I don't know, but I knew when we watched it and saw she was a little rough behind the edges, but she was, I liked her a lot, and then I saw her, clap back, and I was like, there's a fight in that dog. There's a fight in that dog.
The dog in the fight. Pam Kennedy writes, 85% of them are the whiniest bunch I've ever seen, and I've watched since first episode. I just want to smack them. Yes.
Pam, is it because we are getting older and they keep putting these 22...
Bitch, speak for yourself.
I'm old.
I'm young as hell.
Okay, but they're putting these 22-year-old girls in these situations, and of course they're going to be whiny.
I don't know. I just feel like, grow up, girls. God almighty.
But it's excellent TV. So.
Great. Hey... It's giving me, I love to make these damn videos. It's cracking me up. I'm like, yes, give me more.
Give me more.
Give me more. It's so easy. I love it. It's great. But Pam, I agree with you. I didn't realize girls could cry as much as they do. It's concerning.
You have two daughters. You should know that.
Ugh.
Carly Harris writes, Tammy is so worried about what everyone else is doing and trying to start fights than her actually getting to know Peter. That's true.
Yeah.
I liked when Peter said, how do you feel about where we are right now in this whole journey? And they're nowhere. This process, whatever. But they're nowhere. Mm-mm. Because they haven't spent any quality time together.
Because every time they're together, they're trying to talk shit.
Yeah, they're talking about someone else.
Yeah.
But it surprised me when Mykenna and Tammy were fighting. And Mykenna, that was the first time that she didn't cry.
Yeah, I was telling her I felt bad for her because... She didn't cry. She stood up for herself, and she did a great job. Good job, Mykenna. If one thing positive, you did great job.
You did, besides the...
And then I was telling her, I was like, she is inserting random cuss words. It's like a child trying to say cuss words for the first time. She's like, I am a damn strong shit woman. Piss. Yup. And I was like, huh? Come again, baby?
Yeah, so at the end of that date, it was over, and I was glad it was over. But Madison got the rose. Yay!
Yay,
good,
Madison.
Well-deserved Madison, because...
I mean, we've liked her from the get-go.
I have. I have always liked her. And she... I've liked girls, and then...
Have you?
I've liked girls, and then... They've really disappointed me on this show.
Victoria P.
Or I have never liked Victoria P.
I keep saying I'm going to find it. I'm going to do it. She said she liked her.
Okay. Moving on. We now are getting to the one-on-one date with Victoria F.
Oh, yeah. Victoria F. Like her.
Yeah. But
She kind of crazy.
Guys, it's a horse date. That's so romantic.
A horse? I was like, a horse date? What does that mean? Is this a new category of
dates? It's a horse date.
Oh, my God.
I can't tell if she likes him or not.
Her strategy is strong. Like, if this is a game, her strategy is locked and loaded.
Right. She is playing her cards right.
Yes.
Because the whole Chase Rice thing elevated her in Peter's eyes.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, wow, you dated this big country singer.
Is he a big country
You're
singer?
You're not
though?
Just, I don't know if he's a big country singer.
I don't know. We thought it was Chris Rice.
We don't know who he is. I have no idea.
Still don't know.
She dated him, and then now he's like, oh, wow, you're not just this normal average girl they picked to go on the show. You're hot enough to date
a country singer.
A country singer. A subpar country singer.
a F-list, Z-list.
No, he's got a million followers.
Oh my, how do you even
hashtag
know that?
Hashtag McKenna.
She started following him, probably. Jessica J.D. Durstie Yarborough. She still acts like she has a lot to tell him, and she's holding back. I think she's doing it on purpose because of her strategy.
I think she's doing it on purpose, too. I think she pulled away. She gets really quiet, and this is what I noticed. She won't have a conversation with him.
No.
I was screaming, like, just talk. Just say exactly what you're feeling. And she's not saying anything. But the moment she's out with a producer, blah, 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 I just don't know how I feel. And I don't know. And I was like, why aren't you saying these things to him? He wants to know how you feel. So I think she's doing
this. She's leaving the mystery. And, like, he's like, how do you feel? And she's, like, just kind of silent. Like, it's like when I get pissed at my husband, I'm like, he's like, what's wrong? And I was like, Nothing. what's wrong? I don't know.
I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm fine. Like, everything's fine.
And then clearly shit is about to go down. Yeah. Like, you're not fine. Like, mission abort. She does this, but it's totally like stringing him along. And I'm like, I like Victoria, but then it makes me think, like, is there a little bit of crazy back there? Because I did hear rumors, like, in my Facebook groups now that I'm a part of, half-friends, half-ass, they say that she's, like, a homewrecker. And I'm like, how? Like I've heard that, like, four
times. Victoria?
Victoria F. They said that she's, like, a homewrecker. That she's, like, broken up multiple homes. Adam's shaking his head like he knows. Like, he doesn't know. Do you know?
I can see it.
Okay, I was thinking
Guess
that he
what?
Knew.
She's about to wreck this home.
But she's so, like, she's from Virginia Beach. That's where I grew up. So I was
Wait, so is she, like, going, oh, this is news to me.
Anybody,
I need to do some research.
Do you guys know anything about Victoria F. wrecking homes? Do you know?
Mm.
I don't know. But she's very pretty. Her eyes are, like, very big, like a Disney princess, and I, like...
No, you said she looks like the character from Ants.
I did say that. Like, she... Do y'all remember that movie, Ants, like, back in the day, and J-Lo was the voice to the ant? I feel like she kind of looks like that. I'm going to have to do a side-by-side.
Okay.
Yep.
Alexis says, Victoria F., she keeps saying, I don't know, and he hasn't said a word. He keeps saying she gives him grief, but he's pushing a rock that won't budge. Yeah, why does he keep going after her? But that's the whole mentality. You want what you can't have, and mm-hmm. we all have it instilled in our brains.
That a guy chases a woman. Like, didn't you say that, like, usually there's more success?
There's more success when the woman is the bachelorette and the men are fighting for her attention.
Yeah.
Rather than the bachelor being like, oh, all these girls are chasing after me. Yeah. I'll figure out who I want to pick. So Victoria F. is flipping the script, and now she's like, all right.
Solid game strategy.
Come chase me.
Yep.
Come after me, Peter.
Come at me, bruh.
But I think...
Come at me, bruh.
I mean, she seems like she's going to make it far because of this tactic. I don't know if it is a tactic. I think it is. I think she's playing her cards right.
I do, too. And, I mean, I don't hate on it. Like, I want to know the story about her home wrecking, because I feel like that's not okay. But other than that, her.
Did she win the Cosmopolitan magazine cover Monday?
Oh, shit. She did. And it got pulled.
For some controversy.
That's right, I forgot all about that.
Why?
Because it says she was racist, because she was wearing a White Lives Matter shirt.
Oh, I did see that article. But the white...
It was like a marlin.
It was for a fish.
But it's like, it's like a play on words. Like, I mean, I feel like it's very touchy.
I think she got hired to model for the company.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like she was out, like, wearing it on purpose. Yeah. Like, in her life.
But still.
Ugh, guys.
Smart on... I mean, it's, you just don't do that.
I don't know.
It's a big thing right now.
Okay. Would you like to move on to the sort of two-on-one date? It wasn't even like a two-on-one date.
What was it? It was like a...
So every Megan, who doesn't know, every season there is a two-on-one date. Two girls go on a date, one comes home. Mm-hmm. I got sent home on this date.
That was the one.
This is the episode I left on.
Oh,
God. There's a tender spot in my heart for the two-on-one date. I hate it.
I hate it.
But honestly, I think I would have rather gone home like that than gone home at a rose ceremony with other people. I don't know. I had my moment. It was my big dramatic.
Did you cry? Did you lose your shit?
I said, I hope. I don't know what I said. Something really nice. I should have just thrown shit everywhere and raged out the door and then demanded to come back the next time wearing a crown.
Yeah. Bitch.
That was before, like, we had real drama on our show, guys.
Like, it was still, like, everybody was still polite. It was like, before, like... Oh, like, I want more followers and more deals and endorsements.
Instagram was not around when I was on The Bachelor, unfortunately. Anyway, there is this pseudo two-on-one date. He just says, enough is enough on the date card, and he wants to figure out what is going on. And it's Tammy. Mike Kenna.
I mean.
Couldn't pick two polar opposite people.
Just two roses, basically.
Dipped in shit. Mykenna's speech to Peter.
It was very authoritative.
She worked all day on that Oscar speech, guys.
She did.
It was like, this is my truth.
Oh, I wonder where she learned that from.
Right? She is.
Where does she get that from, guys?
Is turning into Victoria P now.
She's trying to be an adult, essentially. That's what I feel like she's trying to do. Like, I feel like she's trying her big girl panties on.
For the first time ever, she's trying to be an adult.
Yeah, and it's like, she's trying to assert herself in the world.
I think she got a lot of...
gusto.
I think she was listening to Victoria P and their little posse that they said they had last week and got a lot of information from them, started talking like them, and now all of a sudden she's like, I'm a woman!
Hear me roar! Yeah.
Anyway, Peter talks to Tammy first and says that Mykenna's just trying to create hashtags, that Mykenna packed her suitcase on the last group date.
It's like she's stirring the pot.
But Tammy seems really real to me. She seemed real in that moment.
In the one-on-one, like when she was just talking with Peter, I was like, oh, okay, I believe you.
But that's when you discover, like, they really don't have a relationship. So she's got to go. I think she was going to go home during that rose ceremony anyway, but they needed a little more drama, so they just sent her home.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And Mykenna got to stay. And did you see her face? Like, she was so happy.
The fight was so immature.
Like, so
and then
dumb.
And the way she acted...
You're so dumb.
She's laughing when she gets kicked off.
And then it was like... Like, she laughed and then realized, like, I'm laughing like a child, and then went, like...
And then, yeah. The best part of that entire conversation, though, when she said, you're nothing to me.
I'm everything.
And then Tammy goes, I'm everything.
I was like, yes, bitch.
That's funny. That was good.
You're nothing.
Was that it?
You totally, like, you spaced. I wanted you to say, I'm everything. I just said you're nothing.
We already did that.
I know, but I was wanting to act it out. God.
You're nothing to me.
I'm over it. I'm over this.
Hey.
Hey.
What's this show brought to you by?
Sponsored by Pronk Studios.
Thanks, Pronk Studios.
Cheers. Cheers. Hey, guys, did you know that you could also be dumb like us? And talked to a bunch of people. Do you know that?
If you guys want your own show, this studio will do it for you.
prank.
I guess you can talk about whatever you want. We have this lovely the Bachelor show.
Do you want to talk about figurines?
You could have your own show.
About figurines.
Whatever you want. You go to prank.tv and figure it out.
All of them.
But thank you, Prank Studios, for this lovely, lovely studio.
And not kicking us out already.
And also, guys, if you live in the Greenville, South Carolina area, you can come watch our show live.
Yep.
You can watch with us.
Watch with us.
Hear our commentary during the whole show.
Take notes with us. And then come and
then sit in the audience and watch along with us.
Hey, audience, give some noise. Yeah. Woo!
Hoo-hoo! Yeah!
Okay! We love John.
We have the best cameraman, producer like, he's so ever. Great. He does it all.
He's amazing.
You guys, great interactions tonight. Give us more questions.
La Retiree says, who's going to win? Let's hear it, ladies. Me.
Peter and you guys, let's talk about something. I think Peter should be with Hannah B now.
I don't know Hannah B, but I think that she's very pretty. And when I do see pictures of her, they're very cute.
When Hannah B started coming back at the beginning of the episode, I was like, ugh, get her out of here. And now that I've gotten to know all these girls, I'm like, ugh, get them out of here. Can we have Hannah B back? I think that Peter should be with Hannah B now.
All right.
Can that happen at the end? I don't know. Nobody tell me. I don't know what happens. But
I mean, they have history.
On this season,
so it's like
she is laying low right now, guys.
Guys.
She's been going nowhere. I don't know. There could
Maybe
be something
they're dating
to it.
Right now.
Maybe they're together. Maybe he's like, F this. I'm out of here. Let's go. What if she comes back at the end and was like, this is my last chance. I love you. Be with me.
And I would have to say yes, because these bitches are crazy.
Yeah. Okay, but my number one, actually my final two girls, I think are going to be Victoria F. and Madison.
Yeah.
What are yours?
I feel like Victoria's going to win, and then they're probably going to break up.
Well, Victoria, that's what I mean. I mean, Victoria is making him fight for this relationship.
Yes, and then, like, probably Madison will be, like, the next Bachelorette.
I think she would be a good one. I mean, she's real calm and boring. We need something spicier out of these.
Who's spicy? I don't know. Hannah Ann is really pretty. I said that last week. She would be.
Hannah Ann is beautiful.
Who knows, guys? Who knows? Who knows these things? Heather UT says, y'all have to reenact Peter's injury and my kind of crying and saying that she is a strong woman.
Oh, guys, I got this. Guess what I'm doing tomorrow? Working.
No, she's not. She's not going to do it.
Yeah. I'm going to do it.
You won't tag me. You won't tag me.
Alan Durst. Brittany Bolt. Holly, I have a question about your season. Were you friends with Shane? Are you still? And is she as cray as she seemed?
Who is Shane?
Okay, so Shane Lamas is the girl that won my season.
Okay.
Lamas?
Didn't she have a show on the E! Channel?
Leave It to Lamas.
Yeah, was that her?
Yeah.
I watched that show.
So Shane's dad was an actor in the 80s, okay. I think. Lorenzo Lamas, correct?
Shoot.
Yes. So... that was my season. She ended up winning the whole thing, which is hilarious because our bachelor was 6'7". He was so tall, and all of the girls on my season, a lot of these girls that you see on TV are tiny because you want tiny people. It just looks better for TV. Our bachelor was so tall that they had to bring in a bunch of taller girls. So I'm 5'8". She was the shortest one of the whole girl. Like, all the girls were like, around 5'8", and she is like 5'1", 5 foot, I don't know, real tiny. Tiny. And I was like, of course, he picks the tiny little one,
you
know?
The little bitty baby.
He called her monkey on the show. She like climbed all over him.
Oh, God.
It was kind of cute.
Yeah, it's kinda cute.
He ends up picking her, and...
Was this before or after her show?
This is way before that show.
Oh, it's all more kids.
Yeah, so... I was really good friends with Shane on the show. I was we were closest. We stayed in the same room together. Her and I both had one-on-one dates on the first week of filming, and so everybody went off into like a group date, and her and I were just home alone together. And she wanted to, she was like, "Oh, I just feel so pale." There's a whole article written about, that was the article I sent you, about me spray tanning Shane, because she was like, "Oh, I feel so pale." And I was like, "I'm gonna tell you a secret. I brought my spray tan machine on the show." And so then they filmed me spray tanning her. Back in the day, they didn't edit out.
They didn't draw diapers on asses.
They didn't draw like they did all the diapers. One? So they just put a big black box over her.
Wait, I feel like that's the episode that we like started to try to watch. Was she standing in a bathtub?
Yep. I spray tanned her.
Oh my god, this is full circle, y'all. That was the episode that was one I tried to watch.
Oh, thanks.
And I didn't watch it.
Such a supportive family. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. Okay, so we, the night they got done airing, she texted me and said, "Come out and celebrate with us," because they could be engaged in public.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. And I did not want to go because at that point I thought I still liked him.
You're still in love.
I felt like I was like,
You're still my Kenna.
I have feelings for him. I'm not going to go celebrate with these two. It just felt weird. And then like a couple weeks later, I was out with my friends at a club in LA and I see her at the club. I don't think anyone knows this story. And she comes stumbling over to me, takes the ring off her finger, puts it on my ring finger, and says, "It should have been you."
Aww.
So, isn't
well,
that,
and then, hey, Matt, where you at?
Should have been me. No, but I had to like find her at the end of the night and give the ring
girl,
back to her.
Girl, you should have went to the pawn shop. Girl, what you playing? Like, bitch gave it to me. But, she was drunk. She ain't gonna remember.
Yeah. I don't know. But her and I were very close on the show, and then we just lost touch, which I really did like her a lot.
Short story long.
What was the question? Oh, yeah. She's not, I don't think she's crazy. Thanks for bringing the question back. I do have a really weird memory of her having a toothache in the house. She was up all night because she needed a root canal.
Blake, Dr. Blake Julian.
She needed a root canal.
Full circle, guys.
She had
full circle.
Anyway, anybody have any more questions for us?
We need to get back to the show at hand. So
we're having a good time in our pajamas tonight.
I'm hot as hell.
It's pajama night.
I need some more.
Look how cute my banana earrings are.
Hey, who got this for you?
You did. Thanks.
From where?
It's Southern Touch.
Hey, girl.
Okay, so we have the rose ceremony.
And
how many girls do we have left?
I don't.
Five?
Like.
Slim pickings.
It should have been you.
It should have been me. I hope whoever wins this takes the ring off their finger and slides it on my finger and says, "Hey, it should have been you."
How about the fact that he sends my Kenna's ass home after, like,
the greatest TV moment?
It was great.
I kept saying, I was like,
"You said it."
Oh, that's producers, this is going to be so good if he gets to the rose ceremony right after he said, "I trust you."
Nope.
And then he sends her ass home.
It was so,
so
great.
Funny. It was so perfect.
And then great I love job. The fact that he sends home Sydney. Like, the liar.
That was a shock.
Yeah, because she was mysterious. But I was like, I feel like he's starting to, like, get your head in the game, Peter.
Yeah, I think he's starting to see.
Get it together. And let's do this.
So I think there's five girls left. I have Kelsey. I'm not sure how she's still around. Victoria F.
Well, she was very sweet tonight whenever Tammy was attacking my Kenna. I was like, she probably was like, "I can't drink anymore, guys."
I think Kelsey is really pretty.
She's so
I also think Natasha is beautiful. Yes. Natasha is one of the prettiest people.
Like ever. Her skin is like butter.
So pretty. Okay, so we have Kelsey, Victoria F., Natasha, Hannah Ann, and Kelly. Is that?
Yeah.
Am I correct in saying there's five people left?
Yeah.
Where has the season gone?
When is the season finale?
I also need to know that because I have a vacation.
Oh my God.
I need to know when the season finale is, guys.
Get out of here.
So we have five girls left.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember the first episode that we filmed before? It was our preview episode.
We need to go back and watch
that. We need to go back. I think that's going to be, we're going to have to watch ourselves back on that.
I hate
and me. Air our reactions because we went through and just made up stories about each girl and made up their names and their cities and things about them. Now that we know them personally, this is going to be such a funny, funny thing.
It's going to be great. Brittany Bolt says, maybe he realized that any real thing between he and Sydney was all physical, nothing more to it.
Was she the best kisser?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Maybe supple it was lips. All physical.
Yep. I want to get physical. I need to
they
get
did
my,
in
like,
the pool. Oh. Your lips done?
No. Not your lips. I need to get my microphone. I want to have karaoke night, guys. Like, I want to just have right here and
what's
just
this
bust
have to
out
do?
A song.
Oh, here. On the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, for
okay.
sure. Like, I want to
all right.
All right, guys. So
that was great.
This was intense.
This was a fun little Wednesday night surprise.
It was not a surprise. Well, it was a surprise, but I'm tired.
So
I need
tired.
To go to bed. And
I got a baby to feed in the middle of the night, so
I got an ear to heal.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you next Monday night.
We'll see you next Monday.
I think we'll like wear regular clothes again. It won't be a pajama party.
It will. We'll be cute. I promise. And guys, please share if you have it in your heart. Spread the goodness to your friends.
Like her legs. Just spread them.
I've got Danny DeVito legs, guys. I'm short as hell. Look at these. Damn. What the hell? Like, look. What is this?
She's sexy.
Yeah,
yeah. So make sure you subscribe to our Facebook page. I think you just hit follow and it alerts you whenever we go live.
Yeah, like us, follow us. And then if you can share our live thing tonight in
we
our videos.
Love it. We're trying to grow this. We want to show the whole world.
We're trying to grow our community, guys. Okay?
All right. Love you guys.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
See you Monday.